When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountains, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. They began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you."
This will be a short sermon, and those are the best ones, I hope. I hope in this particular case. I called the sermon The Good Ones. I wanted to call it The Good Guys, and all of you Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts right now, you are currently guys right now, in my understanding, but you have opened up your umbrella, you've opened up your tent, and now women are allowed in what used to be called the Boy Scouts of America, and now they're going to be just scouting in America. And I think that's a wonderful thing. Guys, don't be afraid. I live with a woman, and I have for over 30 years. And most of the time, it's going pretty well. So let them in. When you get the first girl in your troop, welcome her. Be friends with her and work with her. And they'll do a great job, I promise you. So you're not just the good guys, you're the good ones. You're the ones who do good in this world. And the words that were read this morning from Jesus talk about what a good person is. And I want to know, before I talk about what he said, I want to talk about when he said it and what was going on. When Jesus said those words that were read this morning, and I'll read just a few of them so you remember. It's in your bulletins, so you can read them again if you want. He began to speak and he taught them, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the meek, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness," and so on. Jesus is talking at a time when the Roman Empire dominated everything, including the land he was talking on. They had conquered much of the known world. And their motto, the Roman Empire's motto, was Invicta, which meant unconquered. Unconquered. We are the ones who win. We dominate. That's what the Roman Empire was known for. They were known also for building roads. The saying was there that all roads lead to Rome. Everything was built everywhere they went to lead you to Rome, because Rome was to be the center of the world. These people were on top. And yes, they were men. They were very male-dominated. And they had ideas that power, conquering, domination, winning, that's what it takes to be happy. And Jesus is saying exact opposite. Jesus is saying, if you're poor in spirit, which means broken inside, like maybe that little boy that Judy talked about this morning, that person's blessed in Jesus' eyes. If you're mourning, that means you've lost somebody. You've had somebody die in your life that you loved. If you're mourning, you will be comforted, he said. Blessed are the meek. So if you're not dominating and you're just nice to others, that's truly a happy person. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst, not just for food, but for righteousness, to do the right thing. People who want to do the right thing, they'll be filled. Those who are merciful, that means when somebody does something wrong to you, you don't feel the need to lash back. You decide to show them mercy and not pay them back what you think they deserve. Blessed are the pure in heart, those that are just who they are. You don't have to fake, you don't have to pretend, you just be who you are. Those are the good guys. Those are the good ones. Peacemakers. Instead of people that go out and light fires and start wars among people, those that make peace. Those are the good people. Those are the good ones. Those who sometimes suffer for being good ones. You're blessed in Jesus' eyes. And when people revile you and persecute you and do all kinds of evil against you because of your beliefs, he said, you're blessed. Be happy. Rejoice and be glad. For God sees this and God will reward you. The good ones get the reward. It's perfect for the Boy Scout history. There's a legend around the Boy Scouts that there was an unknown scout. William Boyce was in London over 100 years ago, where the scouting movement started. And it was a foggy day, according to legend. And he couldn't find his way around because the fog was just so thick. And out of nowhere, there was this Boy Scout that helped William Boyce find his way to the office that he was looking for. And so this scout just said, here, let me show you how to get there. And so he helped him. William Boyce didn't catch his name. He offered to pay the boy. The boy said, no, I'm a scout. I wouldn't want any money for what I just did. I'm supposed to be helpful. This is what I'm supposed to do. And he was so impressed, he came to America and decided to start the scouting movement here. He tried many times through advertising. He tried to find out who that unknown Boy Scout was. Surely somebody would want to come forward and get credit for that. And the person never came forward. Why would the Boy Scout want to be known? Why does anybody want to know me, he thought, apparently, because he never came forward. And so this is the legend of the unknown scout that they still teach Boy Scouts about. These are people that are doing like Jesus said. They're not trying to get credit for their actions. They're not trying to show off. They're just trying to be helpful. These are the good ones. Be that. Be that. Even if you don't get to be rich and famous, be a good one. Boys, be good guys. And later, when you get your girls and your troops, they should be good girls. Be the good ones, because the world desperately needs them.
Good morning. My name is Jocelyn Berman, and this is my second year as Cub Master with PAC 230. Thank you so much for having us here today. It's always a pleasure and a privilege to be able to speak to the church and to update you on all of the activities that are made possible by your generous support. Last year, you may recall that we had a massive recruitment push and ballooned to about 50 scouts. It was a challenging year managing that many cubs, and this year our pack has naturally reduced to a much more comfortable 34 scouts. We had a few disappointments last year. Our annual campout at the Rochester Red Wings Scout Night was rained out, and we were unable to get enough families available to organize our campout in Webster Park. Spring is a very busy time for our Cubs. We compete with baseball, lacrosse, soccer, and probably five other sports I can't think of right now. But we hope to remedy some of that this year. For the Rochester Red Wings Scout Night, PAC 230 will proudly perform the color guard duties at the game. So even if it's called early like last year, we at least got to do something. And don't mistake these setbacks for a lack of interest in activities. Last year's Rocket Picnic had massive turnout, and we had a whopping 22 scouts at Cutler this past fall. It's definitely the highlight of our scouting year. At Cutler, in addition to archery and hiking, Cubs cut down invasive saplings as a service project and very enthusiastically shaved them into walking sticks. So far this year, Cubs have shown thriftiness by fashioning their own musical instruments out of common household items. And in December, they showed kindness by making cards and ornaments for the residents of Atria Senior Home. Last weekend, we had a great turnout for our annual Pinewood Derby. Well over 100 scouts and family members attended, and everyone had a blast. This Wednesday, we say goodbye to our older Weebelows, and in April, everyone else will rank up. The Weebelow crossover is called the Arrow of Light, and that's Wednesday here at 6:30. If anyone wants to come, there will be cake. We thank you again for your generosity and support, and we look forward to another successful scouting year. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Mike First. I am the Scoutmaster of Troop 230. I got a couple of words. I'll be brief. It's great to get a chance to highlight a couple of recent events for the troop. As Jeff mentioned, it is our 60th year being associated with the church. It's really great, and we want to thank you for all you've done for the troop, and most importantly, provided for the scouts who've benefited from the program that you enable with your generous support. So thank you again for that. The mission of the Boy Scouts is to prepare young people to make ethical and moral choices over their lifetimes by instilling in them the values of the Scout oath and law. Learning and growing in scouting with experiences and rank advancement is one of the ways this takes place. I'm proud to share that we have at least two of which are here. Four scouts in various stages of working on their Eagle rank. We're really proud of that. It's the highest scouting rank. It continues to be fun to help the scouts achieve their goals and to see how they've grown in all manner of ways over the years. We will hopefully have a very busy year with special Eagle Court of Honors. It'll be a great set of events. Please contact the guys during the fellowship hour or the time after the service to ask them about their projects, what they've been doing, and what their next steps are. Justin already mentioned that one of the things that we're also very excited about and are blessed with is that we have a set of Weebelows crossing over this Wednesday. We're excited to be part of that ceremony. I'm excited to have them join our tight-knit group and for them to continue their scouting journey wherever it takes them. Raise your hand if you're one of those Weebelows that's crossing over. You want to stand up a little bit, too? Stand up. We got at least one of them here, so congratulations on that. We'll congratulate you now, a little bit ahead of that. So great work on that. We're glad to have you join the troop. My final comments, I just want to mention another thank you as we count our blessings as a troop. We're, of course, like I mentioned, and we've talked a couple times, blessed to have such a rich history together with the church, 60 years together. We've also been blessed to have our own troop campsite down in Candice. Few troops have their own property to explore, manage, improve, or just spend time in. We're lucky to have that legacy provided through the hard work and perseverance of past members of the troop. Through fundraising and other efforts, it provides an opportunity for long-term projects. We'll be there at least a couple times this spring with many plans for events and improvements to make down there. Michael, one of our scouts working on his Eagle project, is our camp steward. So he's constantly thinking of ways to improve the site and do work down there. And we have another very generous legacy that I want to mention here to sort of wrap up. This campaign hat worn by Ed Wallen, former scoutmaster and member of the troop. He was scoutmaster from 75 to 79. His family's provided the troop with a generous scholarship fund in his memory. He had himself had nearly 60 years of scouting experience. That sizable donation will be to help ensure our scouts will be able to make it to camp, to help them with Eagle projects, it's another great blessing and legacy for our troop here at 230. So we're very honored, blessed, and thankful for that contribution. There's lots of good stories and history to Ed's particular contributions, what he did for scouting, what he thought about. Again, that's a good subject to have over snacks and coffee afterwards to remember that and be blessed for that as well. So thank you again for all you do to support the troop in ways large and small. So thank you all. I'm going to leave that there.